This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, namely AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our bulk mail haulers out there, because it's Christmas time, and Santa's got to get his stuff delivered, including the cards to the kids and the letters to Santa. So they're out working hard. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel that the airliners need to fly around, as well as our Amazon warehouse people listening in, and our Amazon drivers, too. Thanks very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all one word, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right off the bat, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, and it might be a little bit chilly up there tonight. It's none other than Ron Edwards. Yay! Yay! Yippee-yo! Cow Patty! Yay! Yay! All right. Are you there, sir? Are you there, Ron? Oh, all right. Is this Ron?
Yes, it is.
All right, now I got you. I had the wrong line. That's somebody different on the other line. We got a caller. We'll take the caller in a minute after we do the Pledge of Allegiance. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right, let's go up to the first line. Now we'll get to who that rascally person was up there. It's Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. On the Arizona election, from what I understand, or at least I know it's right, there's supposedly hundreds of thousands of ballots that still haven't been counted that came in by paper. And the second, and how will this affect the Senate race? McMaster, will he have a chance? And what about Kerry Lake? And the last thing I wanted to mention, just in case you hadn't heard about it, from what I understand, they are considering taking us to a digital currency like they're trying to do over in Europe, which would enable them to basically totally control every dollar spent. All righty, Captain, that's it.
Don't believe everything you read. We're not going to a digital currency anytime soon because of what's just happened with the FTX thing. That pretty much blew that right out of the water. That's number one. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, well, you know, I had heard that same thing about going to a digital currency. they wanted to coincide with the installment of King Charles. I think that's going to be happening in May. I believe it's either May or March, May 3rd, I think.
Yep.
And when you consider what's going on with spending and other things, with Joe Biden signing basically a death knell for the U.S. dollar, who knows what's going to happen. And I hope you're correct, though, Captain, because of the FTX thing that did occur. Hopefully that crashes that that idea.
Well, we'll go to this item here because we had a congressman yesterday, Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas, who talked about the Republicans controlling the House of Representatives when the new Congress convenes on January the 3rd. Now, if they can't get this through before January the 3rd, by they I mean the Democrats, and it's going to be blocked every which way from Sundays, you know that, then he said, and I quote, "I would like to remind people the power of the purse strings still resides in the House of Representatives, and it will be such with the Republicans after January the 3rd.
And like I said, I hope that happens. I hope that the Republicans this time will stand up and do what is right and block this effort, because Congress does. But when is the last time that Congress has completely dealt with its responsibilities and with executive orders and things that Democrats have been doing and getting away with in recent years, while Republicans stood there and watched, or people like McConnell and others, or others in Congress, rather, they're basically not much at all. So we'll see.
The last time I remember something being done effectively was when Newt Gingrich was the speaker.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Now, let me see here. Caller, hang on. You'll have to be the first one up after the break, because we're coming up on the break here. And real quick, I wanted to get this out there. Black Friday yesterday, I made a couple of stops. I stopped at the big shopping mall out behind us here, International Plaza. They were very busy at 6:15, 6:30 in the morning. Very busy. People everywhere. They were limiting people, the number of people they'd let in the stores. And people were coming out. You should have seen the TVs. The guy with a pickup truck with a television as big as the bed in the back of his truck. Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Roll on Edwards 2. And we'll have an Edwards notebook as well, so don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch. When government officials must resort to lying on their political opposition, the only logical conclusion is that they do not care about the well-being of this republic. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, since January 6, 2021, elitist Republicans and leftist Democrats have been giving a Roman-style thumbs down to individuals who were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Some of them who remain in the gulag prisons never even entered into the Capitol building. One of the January 6th patriots, Jim Caldwell, never went into the Capitol, but yet he was arrested at 4 a.m. in the morning, taken to prison, and tortured. They released him because he almost died. The same January 6th committee had no problem in 2020 when Antifa and BLM thugs were burning cities, destroying minority-owned businesses, etc., etc. Just recently, the J6 committee released an audio they claimed to be oath keepers at the Capitol sharing intelligence. Turns out the J6 committee accusations is a big fat lie, and that it was a recording of people watching the news on TV. Thus, the J6 committee deserves to be completely discredited, and the release of all January 6th political prisoners should commence immediately. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience via theronedwards.com.
By the way, while you're over there at theronedwards.com, take a look at the coffee display that's over there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, I drink the coffee. I've made a cup of coffee here. This is actually the second one for the night in my Turbis tumbler because I drink iced coffee. So I'm going to do my little sample for you, my little taste test. Oh, boy, that's good. And you know what's good about it is coffee that's acidic, you know, that bites and just grabs you. This doesn't. It does what you want coffee to do, but it's got a smooth, taste to it, a delicious taste. And a lot of people rave about it. I mean, it's not just me. I mean, there's people in this audience that buy the coffee. For example, George the Godfather. He drinks it, and he likes it, and I like it. So all you got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee Display at theronedwards.com website. That's theronedwards.com. Go over there, and while you're there, pick out your coffee, make your purchase, and away you go, because Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There goes that masked man in the black horse again, I'm telling you. You got a black horse tonight because I can't see the horse.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, let's get back over here. We've got a caller on the line who's been waiting very patiently. So this is Mary. And Mary, are you in St. Pete or Clearwater?
St. Pete.
Okay, well, we won't hold that against you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm glad somebody started it out with the digital currency.
Yeah.
Because that goes right along with the ESG score.
Well, we've been talking about that for a while now. You know that.
I just woke up.
Oh.
And it goes along with the 17 sustainable goals of the famous G20 trying to rule the world, which it looks like they're doing. You can't take your eyes off these guys. They're going to override America. The politicians are all in on it, and the other countries. So they need to be stopped. And now Klaus Schwab ended with mandatory vaccines for everybody on Earth, and they will manage your money and the whole works. So that needs to be fought as well, and it's really not brought to the forefront. It's like looking at things in America, but we have to fight those. Look how long it took to get ZTE and Huawei off of the American countries. It's taken 3 or 4 years. That was talked about a long time ago. So we are moving at the pace of a snail. What should we do? Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And, Ron, what do you think? First of all, Huawei... Again, and let's see, there's part of what's in here, I think, in one of my news stories. Huawei and ZTE, once again, the government has said that the United States are not going to be allowed to do business at all in the United States, period. End of story. Here it is. U.S. bans Huawei ZTE equipment sales, citing national security risks.
Okay, that's nice. But there are even greater security risks that the government continues to sit idly by and, in fact, aid and abet. What about all of the electronic wizardry coming from China, whether it's the electronic machines and other nefarious dealings that China has continuing to invest?
Well, how about TikTok? Anybody that's using TikTok, you might as well just hand them your phone, hand them your computer, because they know everything you're doing.
And did you know that 68% of the people of the earth have already taken the jab? And then the United States has more cameras out and about watching we the people in the streets of America than China has in its nation.
I don't have any problem with the cameras if they do what they're supposed to do.
But if they were doing what they're supposed to do,
yeah,
they'd be helping them catch criminals. And
right,
criminals are not arrested or kept in jail in many cities. So, big deal. They're just watching law-abiding citizens.
Right. Again, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Okay. Now, we got another caller that we'll get to in just a second here, because I wanted to mention before we went over there that MyPillow's Mike Lindell is weighing a run for the RNC chairmanship, running up against Ronald McDaniel. Now, personally, I like Mike Lindell. I think he's a hell of a guy, but I don't think he has a rat's chance in hell of getting elected to that position.
No, there are too many of what people call establishment Republicans that are glued in, and entitled in their feelings and so wrapped up in their mission, which is not good for America, in my opinion. So you're right. He may not have a rat's chance, but I hope he takes the chance and brings some attention to the situation. Ronald McDaniel, she has a nice smile. She says a lot of nice things, but I think she's been more ineffective than she could be.
Yeah.
And so we do need someone better in mind.
And by the way, Jeff in Sarasota is volunteering to take the jab. He says, let me know where I can go.
Okay.
I'm kidding, because actually here's what he said. He says, I will not be vaccinated, number one, number two, or number three.
Amen. Amen,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. All right. And he just got himself into a situation. That's all I'll say, a situation over that, too. All right. Let's go to the phone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I just wanted to say kudos to Ron there because, excuse me, you're right. Everything's focused on ZTE and what's the other one?
Huawei.
Yeah, listen, so what if they take those two down? We've been so thoroughly done infiltrated. I mean, it's like trying to battle a Hydra head. You know, the Hydra head from Greek mythology. If you don't kill the body and you just cut off the arms of it, you're not really accomplishing anything. They're focusing, the media or whoever, the powers that be, whoever they are focusing our attention on Huawei and ZTE. So what if we take them out? I mean, yeah, and there's other ways that the Chinese have infiltrated us. And I also contend that, you know, basically this is the political class holding out for more money for the bribes to let China operate. That's all, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it because they love us, believe me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
All right, you got it. Go ahead, Ron.
He makes demand. I agree with him 100%. China kind of almost owns us. I mean, they have great relationships with nations in our hemisphere. We shouldn't be allowing a communist giant like China to be so deep into our hemisphere. They have relationships with Venezuela, Argentina, now Brazil, and elsewhere. And I think it's very, very dangerous. They're bullying Canada.
Right.
And they've got, Joe Biden's jewels in a jar on Xi Jinping's desk. So yep. Bad, bad business.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of time to do something, so I'll just make something real quick here. San Francisco police are seeking the approval to use robots to deploy lethal force. Remember RoboCop?
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of funny because they don't go after criminals anymore in San Francisco. So who do they want to use the robots against? Law-abiding citizens?
Probably.
Just asking.
Probably.
Just asking. So, you know, no, I say no to that.
All right. Well, I totally agree with you. Okay, here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you again next week. And in the meantime, have yourself a great weekend. And if your football team is winning, I hope they win. Who you got today, Michigan or Ohio State?
Oh, the Buckeyes.
Yep, I think the Buckeyes are going to win. We'll see. Okay, have a good day, my friend.
You too. Take care. Bye now.
All righty. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, the Ron Edwards American Experience. Find out more about him by going to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. I'll be right back with more right after the bottom of the hour break here.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Online shoppers spent a record-breaking $5.29 billion on Thanksgiving Day. That's according to a new report by Adobe, which tracks sales on retailer websites. Analysts say Black Friday spending is expected to top $9 billion. This as inflation remains near a 40-year high. Amber Bergeron is a Louisiana mom who says she's having to cut back this Christmas.
With inflation, toys have gone up. You know, everything that we would usually get for our kids for Christmas, that's gone up. And my kids aren't going to understand that there's a whole lot less under the Christmas tree. They're going to wonder why Santa didn't bring what he usually brings.
In World Cup action, the United States and England played to a 0-0 draw. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell me Captain sent you, and I'll tell you why. Because over at Heroes Mile, spelled HEROESmile.com, that's the website, not only will veterans be working with veterans to get the help that they need to have on whatever problems they have, but also first responders can get help over there too. Because people forget that police, fire, EMS, doctors, people in the emergency rooms, they see and they go through a lot of the same stuff that the military does, because they're the ones that are treating them when they come in. And it can be just mind-boggling. So they need help, too, in some cases. And, oh, by the way, if you're a veteran and you're struggling with your finances and you can't make ends meet, Heroes Mile can help you out with that, too. They can help you get your finances back straight the way they need to be and help you with your bills getting straightened out and all that stuff, which is important. And you won't have to go out on the streets and beg for somebody that can do that sort of stuff. It'll be right there at Heroes Mile. So check them out online. Their website is heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. Their phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. Again, the phone number is 888-888-VET, V-E-T, now N-O-W, the number 2. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. because you'll have an opportunity to work veteran with veteran, first responder with first responder. And good luck, and I think you'll find out that I've sent you to the right place. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we know that in the day and age in which we live, we talked a little bit about this. We didn't really expand on it as much as I wanted to. But Carrie Lake's campaign has been preparing a lawsuit for a couple of weeks anyway since the election. Because, and by the way, this they found a couple hundred thousand votes. No, they didn't. I don't know where that's coming from. Do you?
I really don't, no.
Because they did not find a couple hundred thousand votes. Now, there's another state that did, but because of the way the laws read, they can't count them because it's way after the fact. And there, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, you're right about that, yes.
And there are laws that state that, you know, 14 days later, 21 days later, whatever the time is, you can't count the ballots, even if you did find that many. But then if you did, I'd be asking myself, where the hell did they come from? Where have they been? What's going on? Now, if that's ballot harvesting, I get it. Again, it's legal to ballot harvest out there, which is something that the Republicans don't want to do, but they may be forced to do it because of what we keep seeing happening. Third election in a row where they're allowing something like that to happen. But that deal about the 100,000 votes, I just went and I searched the internet while we were on break, and I could not find anything.
Well, right. Well, certainly, yeah, if there are irregularities that we have some pretty good evidence for already, or at least something that would cause it to be checked out further.
Now, the reference to 100,000 that was shown on the internet is regarding these chips. They showed about the way the undervote was there for Carrie Lake, and that unfortunately, the amount of votes that she's trailing by, she would have been leading. Bye.
Well, exactly right. She seemed to be pretty confident, I think, based on the polling, not just, I think, the polling that we see out in the news media, but also their internal polling, I'm sure. She seemed to be very confident about that. And, of course, candidates always want to be confident about their impending victory. But in this particular case, given the circumstances, there certainly does need to be more investigation. Now, where that leads, Captain, I don't know. Perhaps would a court actually order a new election? That would be almost unprecedented.
The new election would have to be ordered and voted on by the state legislature. A court could order them to consider it, but I don't think they can order them to have to do it.
Right, and so that's going to be a very, very difficult situation to begin with. So what does she come out with in this if it can be shown that there were irregularities and that these irregularities did contribute to the election going a particular way?
Now, could they void an election? Could they say the election was not authentic because of this, that, and the other? Of course, but they can't order a new election, to my understanding, has to be done through the legislature in the state.
And if they did, then you'd have no elected governor, one might think. So there's got to be the next
or Secretary of State.
Exactly. See,
who shouldn't have been counting votes to begin with.
See, that's also where the impropriety, the appearance of impropriety is something that you've got to avoid at all costs. So she should have recused herself in this whole thing to begin with. Otherwise, when it gets messy like this, then that just comes up.
Now, the left is attacking Elon Musk and Twitter, where it hurts in the wallet. A report has come out that a third of Twitter's top businesses have stopped their ads. And somebody made a comment a day or two ago that they're going to keep doing it until the only major advertiser he has is MyPillow.
Well, you know, it's interesting to see because here comes Elon Musk, and I thought that people really did want to have more free expression on Twitter. So are these companies, are they simply running scared, feeling that, oh, my gosh, you know, we don't want to somehow be associated with the idea that there's not going to be massive censorship or something like that? I mean, I know that in the boardrooms they've got to be worried about these backlashes, especially from the woke, woke people.
Apple and Google, those app stores that they have, are considering booting Twitter from those app stores that they have. Meanwhile, Elon Musk says that he has a plan if Twitter does get booted from Apple and the Google app stores. You don't need those stores. You can just put it out there that here's the download, here's the source, download it, and then have them come to your website.
Well, certainly, yeah. You can, if somebody can obtain the app or an app that way. Captain, to see this, all this backlash about Twitter, you would think that people in these capacities would be happy that the marketplace of ideas is once again thriving, or yeah, at least the potential thereof to thrive.
Now, we did throw some things out here in the last segment here with our guest Ron Edwards and some callers about the United States officially banning Huawei and ZTE equipment sales, citing a national security risk here in the United States, and they definitely have said you cannot sell their products here, either live and in living color or on the Internet, which is how they were skirting it.
And you don't get to that point, Captain, without a major consensus. It's not a political issue. If you go back into, say, World War II times and this kind of stuff, loose lips sink ships, and everybody had to be aware that there was a greater force out there that wanted to do damage to our way of life and our allies' way of life. Well, this is exactly the same kind of a thing, only it's technological. And you don't see the big threat because it's not the same exact situation that it was in the 1940s, let's say, but it is very real.
Now, the people that were behind the COVID homeless program in San Francisco and putting people up in hotels at city expense, government expense, are now seeking millions. The hotels are seeking millions worth of damages from the people that came into these hotels and literally wrecked them.
Well, everybody knew that was a pretty questionable idea to begin with, and again, it's based on this idea, well, we're trying to help people and this kind of thing, but they did not think for a minute about what the real consequences of that would be. It would be better to have different programs designed to help people where they are with their particular needs as opposed to forcing it into the businesses of the area.
By the way, say it ain't so, there was a bunch of lip syncing going on at the Macy's parade on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I know. That's what they need to do most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You heard me right. There was a bunch of lip syncing going on at the Macy's Day Parade.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
is that group?
Well, I got to tell you, that instrumentation and all that sounds a lot like the same people who did Born to be Wild, so I'm going to say Steppenwolf.
Yep, it's Steppenwolf, and that was a song done in 1968, which you really got to work hard to find because it's not one of their prelude songs that just happened to be on an album. They stuck on there at the last minute. Matter of fact, it was an afterthought that they could even play the song, but that's Steppenwolf, and it's called Sookie Sookie, and I found it with a video from 1968.
Wow. Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. 1968 was a good year. All right, Kyle, what's going on out west? I see things have changed a little bit.
Well, you know, Captain, we're looking at some weather coming in, of course, especially in the Portland and Seattle areas. Looks like they've got rain through the weekend, basically, for Seattle, for sure. But for Portland, it'll start up with rain showers, it looks like, at least forecast right now on Sunday. And that's going to go on through the week in both cases. So as we make our way through through this weekend, we continue also, there's going to be a strong winter storm coming through Sunday through Monday. This is going to be in the central parts of Washington State and Oregon, basically in the southern part of Washington, northern part of Oregon. So you want to be aware of that. Winter weather advisory over in northern Idaho and parts of Montana. High wind watch over in central Montana as well. And those quick check of the passes, Captain, on Snoqualmie, they're still reading light snow, so you want to be careful there. But up on Cabbage tonight, it looks like on Cabbage, they've got some ice. They've also got low visibility, Captain, less than 500 feet. And the weather condition as of right now, snowing hard and continuously. So winter is here, folks, and we're going to have to continue to deal with it. We've got a lot of rain coming up north of Redding on Interstate 5 in California up to the border with Oregon. And, again, we've got the snow right now in parts of central Idaho. This is going to come down, of course, I-84 as you're coming out of Oregon into on your way to Boise. So be careful out there this weekend.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit now in Texas. Now we're getting ready for this storm that's going to be moving along the Gulf and then working its way up the Mississippi Valley up into the central part of the U.S. But the snowstorm and the winter storm warning is now down to a winter storm event where things are starting to wrap up a little bit over there in the southeastern corner of New Mexico and the southwestern corner of Texas, so things are looking a little better there. Now, the rain is going to be there all along the Gulf, starting out in Brownsville. It'll be raining very heavily from the state line with Louisiana all the way down to Corpus Christi. That rain is going to move to the east. We've got some Gulf water warnings right now for high winds as well as waves all the way over to, let's see here, all the way over to Pensacola, east of Pensacola. So that's quite a stretch of area in there. Then we've got some fog, a dense fog warning, along the west side of Florida tonight from my area here, Tampa Bay, all the way down to the southern part of Florida, down towards Marathon and down towards south of Miami. So you've got some dense fog, so be advised of that. And don't forget that you got to allow for some extra travel time sometimes with this. Now, there's fog all the way across the central part of Alabama and Georgia tonight, to include Atlanta. Also, north Alabama up towards Tennessee. There's fog all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, and just west of St. Louis out in Missouri, coming in on 44. All the way across Kentucky, the central part of Kentucky, and all the way up into the central part of Indiana, and all the way up into the central part of Illinois. So be advised, there's dense fog up there. There's also a gale warning and a winter snow advisory up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, the further west and northern part of Michigan, up above Wisconsin. So be advised of that. There's also a winter storm advisory up in Idaho. New Hampshire and Maine, northwestern Maine. And then all the way from Nova Scotia, Kyle, all the way down to Virginia right now, Chesapeake Bay, and even further down to North Carolina, you've got a gale warning, very windy. Waves are just crashing on the shoreline all the way down through there. So that's what we got that we're looking at. So tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Yes, Captain, thank you. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then how about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report?
Well, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Find out more about them at PilotFlyingJ.com.
You betcha. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, we appreciate him and everything he does for the show. And coming up right now, we have got Denise Simon, who probably might have snuck out the door yesterday to go buy a thing or two. Did you?
No.
Okay, well, I did. I went out early because I wanted to see what was going on. I think I told you I was going to do that. The mall right behind us, the International Mall Shopping Center back there, they were busy, and they were only allowing so many people in the stores so that they could kind of keep control of the situation, if you will. They had a big parking lot full of people. But when I went to my second stop to see what was going on, there was hardly anybody there, so it was kind of hit or miss yesterday.
Oh, maybe according to what sales were going on, what promotions were happening, so that could be the issue.
And I saw several televisions being put in the back end of pickup trucks or vans that almost took up the whole back end of the pickup or the van. They were big televisions.
Well, they're almost lost leaders anymore. They're pretty much selling them for cost in order to get people in to buy other stuff as well.
Well, they certainly were selling a few of them because you could see the people bringing them out. It was amazing. I didn't realize they made a television that big. We're talking about something that had to be 7 to 8 feet, the picture.
70 inches is becoming the norm.
Okay. I got one that's 48, and that's all I want. It's big enough, but it works what it does. So there you go. You know, the stores yesterday, again, as you said, it was a kind of like a hit-or-miss deal. Not everybody was busy, and the ones that were for a while. And then in the afternoon, it was like everything kind of died out, and people could have just gone home for the day. But last night, depending on where you were at, they came back again after I guess some of the early games got done. All right, I got the music coming up. I'm going to put Denise on hold, and I'm going to remind everybody that we are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming to you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.